So what attracted you to the script of A Clean Break? What was kind of like the biggest selling point for you?
Well, originally Richie sent me the script, and I looked at it objectively as a friend, you know, one artist or another, and I liked the character, but I didn't know he really, you know, quite had me in mind for it, because it seemed to be written for someone older, in the character description and the script and whatnot. But, you know, of course, when he ended up asking me right away after I read it, and I found out that he was interested, I was very happy, because I was interested in the character. So I loved the language, first of all, and I liked the fact that it was the femme fatale character, and she seems like a very strong character, so immediately it was the character.
What do you think makes noir so captivating? What do you think attracts people to the genre?
Well, I think it's very mysterious. So I think the mystery, the urban kind of vibe it always seems to have, and how the characters go against the norm. You know, originally when film noir movies started coming out, you know, it was kind of in reply, for lack of a better word, to just go against the grain of the typical all-American families in that whole dynamic. So I think people are interested in that because it's different, first of all. And I think that they'll always be interested in that because it's interesting.
The film was recently accepted to the Alaska, the Anchorage International Film Festival. How does that feel?
Yes, we just found out that it was accepted today, actually. So we're very excited, of course. And it's crazy, it's so far away, and it's our first acceptance. But it's, I think it's in December already, and I think Richard has plans to go. And he was there 2 years ago. And so it's exciting to see and share it with people, finally.
How did you prepare for this role? Because listening to you speak, you have this very, almost like, you know, soft and fun-loving voice, you know, this cute little laugh, and you are, like, all business in this short film. So how did you prepare for that?
Well, I definitely obviously have a part of myself that I'm using, and I'm attracted to very strong roles. Even though I myself may be different, I think that's what's fun about acting and characterization. So I was really attracted to the character, the woman in red, is actually my character name. She doesn't even have a name. She's just a mysterious woman, even though it is a lead role. And it's also fun having a cartoon actually look like me. So that was different, because usually when you do voiceover for a cartoon, it's not catered towards an adult audience like this, but it was cool to play her because she's very sexy and she's independent and powerful, and she has a lot of secrets, and she seems to be one step ahead of all the other characters. So, I enjoyed it. It was different, but like I said, I do have that part of me as well, and I am attracted to those kind of characters.
So speaking of the animation, what was your first feeling watching the finished film?
I had seen a lot of clips. And I had been so involved in the whole process because Richard is very collaborative when he's working. So he continually updated me and everything. Of course, when you finally sit back and watch it, it's great to see it all come together, and, you know, it's surprising and exciting. It feels different than watching a live-action film, like I've done in the past, and what I typically do, because I'm doing all the characterization, all the work, and once it's handed over to post and it's in editing, sometimes the film's you know, change, and it's almost a surprise when you watch them. But with this, I felt much closer to it because I was involved in the process and updated.
What are you looking forward to the most in the near future? Like, what are you working on now? What do you plan to be working on? Where do you want to be in the next couple of years?
Well, I work on a lot of indie films, so I liked working on this because it's very artistic and, like I said, character-driven. I typically do live action, and I like to play, you know, witty, independent, strong women, whether it be in comedy or drama, and I'd like to get some features under my belt in the next couple of years. I've worked on some, and I'm attached to a couple, but I can't really talk about it yet. I just, you know, want to be doing what I love every day more often and be challenged as an artist. And this actually has made me want to do a little bit more voiceover.
That's what I was going to ask you.
What's that?
I said that's what I was going to ask you next. Great.
Yeah, it's very encouraging, and I've actually done a little bit more voiceover since wrapping on this project, just because some other writer-director friends know that I've been working on this, and they're like, hey, I think I have something for you, and just, you know, I've been getting a lot of voiceover experience just from fellow artists based on this work. So I'm probably going to go ahead with that and segue into that as well because I enjoyed it.
Okay, last question. How do you want your performance in this film to ultimately be remembered? People watch, you know, short films all the time and they always have those feelings, you know, years later somebody goes, oh, did you see this? Did you say that? You know, how do you want somebody to kind of look back on your performance a couple of years from now?
Well, I hope in some way it inspires them. Because the character is strong and independent and, you know, walks around the city by herself and is one step ahead of one, like all the other characters in the film. I hope that I'm remembered for that.